Let us pray. Dear Lord, in a world that practices overlooking and not even seeing the underprivileged man, the left out man, the small man, we are so comforted to know that your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And dear Lord, it warms us, our hearts, our spirits, to know that when the world does not pay attention, even when we knock, scream, or yell, that you, Father, are witnessing it all and that you are paying attention to us, especially those who have been called by your name. You hear our faintest cry, while you love all of humanity equally, because we are your children, you are predisposed to do more for your bride than those who don't subscribe to you or love you at all. And speaking, O God, of being overlooked and being forgotten about, Lord, thank you for all that you've done amidst this crazy world to allow us to experience a level of normalcy that permits us to move about our day and perform within our humanity in a manageable way, and we just thank you for it. And Lord, in your omniscience, while the world overlooks us, you are looking, Father, at and after the well-being of this person that I'm praying for and with. And I pray, Father, that right now, that regardless to what they're facing in their personal lives, that they can stop to realize that you have them on your mind and in your heart, and that you know what they're experiencing and what they're going through, and even if the world is not paying them any attention, that they have your loving, comforting, encouraging attention, oh God. So I just lift them up to you. I don't know what happened last week or what's going on right now, but right here in the middle of whatever circumstance they're experiencing, be it good or bad, I pray, Father, that they would know that you are right there. I pray, Father, that they would be comforted by that profound fact that you are right there. And in your presence, oh God, things just can't pop off. Things just cannot occur. While the devil wants to destroy us, you cut our trials down to a level where it brings us to the end of ourselves, but then also to where we can handle it, but ultimately, oh God, to where we can realize that we are nothing without you. So whatever the lessons are that this person, Father, needs to finally hear and understand, may they know that they are nothing without you. I pray for healing in their bodies. Lord, I ask for you to shut down and eliminate any kind of known illness or unknown illness. And while you're doing it, oh God, we are committed to praise you in real time, knowing that even though we don't know what you're doing, the fact, O God, that we are still recipients of your grace and mercy is proof enough of what you are doing. I pray, Father, that you would bless this person. Oh, God, bless them now. Bless them now. Bless them now. Help them now. We command all demonic spirits and activity to be gone from the life of this person. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask it. Amen. I hope that you have a good day, and I hope that you are of a mind to persevere, as the older folk would say, to run on and see what the end is going to be. We have a bright hope because we know how the end of the story will happen. Satan is trying to victimize us now, but we will be victors in the end because of the victim at Calvary and how he resurrected after 3 days on Sunday morning with all power. And in that power, he saves us. And I hope that I'm speaking to a person now who is a part of the us. Us is a good place to be because us, when you accept Christ, is in Jesus. Jehovah is salvation. But if you're not a part of the us, all you have to do is acknowledge that you need Jesus, then believe that Jesus died and rose again after 3 days, and then you confess it because you believe it. Bring your mouth into alignment with your heart. Confess what you believe. And then the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. I would love to hear from you, or at least hear of you. And before this meditative moment eases into oblivion and a state of inactivity, before it finds its eternal rest in your phone, would you be so kind to send it to someone else whom you think may benefit from it? You never know what they're going through and how this may help them. Be a blessing, okay? This is Pastor C. Ramont Morris, the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, I love you and take care. Bye-bye.